Piero Sal v. Alberto Gonzalez.
May it please the court.
Sorry, Mr. Harris. Let's wait till everybody gets ready here. Okay, you may proceed, Mr. Harris.
May it please the court. My name is Matthew Harris for Tierno Yusuf So. There are two issues in this asylum case. The first is the threshold issue of credibility. The immigration judge made a negative credibility finding. And the second is the merits of the asylum claim. I'm only going to speak today about the credibility issue, because I believe if we can succeed on that, the proper thing to do would be to remand the case to the board, because the board did not comment on the merits of the case in its decision. So I'll be speaking about credibility. Most of the immigration judge's basis for the negative credibility finding had to do with Mr. So's testimony concerning a demonstration that took place in 1998 in Guinea. And the demonstration was in response to the jailing of Alpha Conde, who was the president of the RPG, an opposition political party. Mr. So was a member of the RPG. He took part in the demonstration. He testified that he was arrested at the demonstration and was jailed for 3 months. Okay, and the substance of this testimony comes under attack by the immigration judge. He calls the testimony. This is in support of his negative credibility finding. He calls the testimony vague and undetailed about the RPG, about the 3 months detention, and about what happened at the demonstration. Now, in distinction to that, there are six pages in the record where he talks about, he gives testimony about what happened that day. And these are some of the particular facts that he testifies to. He says that Alpha Conde was arrested before the release of the election results. He was arrested by the military police. Conde was the candidate to be president. He was arrested at Peen in Conakry. As the protest was staged somewhat after that as a result of the arrest, to protest the arrest. He testified that he was at the demonstration, and it was in the district of Matanco. There were about 500 people at the demonstration. The demonstrators did not have weapons. He was arrested, his hands tied, and taken to Camp Alpha Diria. He was taken there by truck. There were 20 people in the truck. Once there, he was beaten in a basement room of the military camp. And then he was interrogated, and he was asked to sign a confession which would have stated that he was helping Alpha Conde bring in foreign rebel forces. He did not sign it. Now, my point is that these detailed facts make the IJ's negative credibility finding on these grounds clearly erroneous, which is the standard the board would have to be looking for. Now, I don't think you can call these vague or undetailed.
How many were arrested in the demonstration? 500 were demonstrating.
Yeah.
20 in the truck. How many?
I don't think he said that.
The only reason I ask that is because I just wondered, was he singled out for some reason, or is this, did he round up everybody, or what?
I don't think he personally was singled out. I think they were going after members of the RPG, and he was there as a member of the RPG, so it was on that basis. I don't think he really knows. I mean, he only knows what happened to him that day.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, another point, the immigration judge makes something of the fact that when there's a point in the transcript when Mr. So gets wrong the date of this arrest. He calls it 1996 instead of 1998. That is true. On the other hand, in the initial testimony, which is in the context of the presidential election, he clearly says it's 1998. When the judge questions him, if you've got the transcript there, the first time that he talks about it is on page 94. On page 104, when the IJ questions him about what is the date of this, he says 1998. And then later on, when he's questioned by the assistant district counsel, he also says it was 1998. So I think that shows that he did know when it was and he was ready to testify to that. Also, there is case law to the effect that isolated discrepancies such as this need not necessarily indicate a negative credibility finding. Okay.
Are these date discrepancies that are alleged? Did the judge think that he was just reading it in a paper and attributed himself to that, or what was it? The judge didn't believe he was in this demonstration, or what?
I think he did not believe he was really there. But I'm going to fully explore that by my next to the last point on this. Right. The judge maintained that his testimony was incredible and sounded as if he had simply read the State Department country reports, memorized them and memorized the dates, and then parroted them back. Now, there's a certain a bit of illogic here, because there's case law saying that if a person's testimony about what happened to him personally matches with what's known about what happened on that day in the country reports, that makes his testimony more credible. Now, the immigration judge here is hanging him because he knew what happened. So it's hard to see how he could have it both ways. It seems like not a rational grounds for a negative credibility finding.
That he knew too much? Is that what you're saying?
Well, he didn't say he knew too much. He just said it sounds as if this is what he did. Now, Mr. So is illiterate. He had only 2 years of elementary school education, and that was in French. He doesn't speak English. He conceivably could have had access to these reports, but he couldn't have read them. Also, the judge did not say, I believe he was parroting this and didn't really experience it, because the language he's using here is exactly the same as the State Department reports. He doesn't say that. He also doesn't say, I believe he was parroting a description of something that he didn't really participate in, because when I asked him about what happened that day, he didn't know. Because, as I say, he testified rather fully about what happened on that day. There was a quote, if I could find it, I can't find it in my notes, but it's something about how the quotes were both contradictory and vague at the same time or something.
You want to save yourself something, a rebuttal, you better.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even see the lights. I'll stop now and save it for rebuttal.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ms. Lum?
Thank you, Your Honor. Virginia Lum for the United States of America. May it please the Court. Your Honor, this case hinges on the credibility finding of the immigration judge that the board found was correct. It is true that the immigration judge found that the testimony was lacking. However, the immigration judge made clear in his opinion he did not state that the reason why he was questioning it was because he found that he didn't find the testimony was a lie. He used specific language in his opinion stating that the testimony was not mendacious or a lie, but the fact is he failed to credibly establish the facts that he was asserting. For example, he claims that he was imprisoned or detained because of his RPG affiliation. However, the immigration judge found, first of all, when he asked the question regarding what his RPG affiliation was, the testimony was very general. It just said, RPG represents democracy. The government represented something else. With respect to the date discrimination that Mr. Sal avers is not a big deal, Your Honor, that goes to a material fact of the case. He claimed that initially that he was arrested in 1998. That's correct, Your Honor. However, when his own attorney, and that is in the record, questioned him again, he stated that he was detained in 1996. It took 4 pages of testimony by Mr. Sal's own attorney asking the same questions to get him to admit that it was 1998 that was the case, Your Honor. Not until his own attorney stated, well, didn't the State Department report establish that it was indeed 1998 based upon the elections? And that is when he agreed to that. Your Honor, the immigration judge also makes clear that he did not base his credibility determination on just one thing, on just the one date. He also stated the evidence was lacking, or the testimony alone was lacking in proving that he had an RPG affiliation. Granted, he did have only 2 years of education. However, Your Honor, we would also like to point out in his asylum application, he states an alien like himself who is wealthy, educated, and an RPG member would be subject to persecution. Right there is a discrepancy, Your Honor.
Would or wouldn't be? Would not be. I didn't.
Is a discrepancy,
no,
right
what,
there.
He would or would not be subject.
He would be.
Would be.
But what he's stating in his application is that he's highly educated. In his testimony, he states he's had 2 years of education.
Is that a relative comment? Meaning 2 years is, I don't know.
Well, Your Honor, you know, even if he had 2 years of education, you don't need to have a formal education to state your affiliation with a party. What did you do for the party? If you're a member, did you do anything for the party? What does the party stand for? You don't need a college degree to simply state what your position was. Your Honor, again, testimony can be sufficient, but in this case, the immigration judge found and the board agreed that there just wasn't enough in that testimony alone to establish the factual historical base upon which Mr. Sal bases his testimony and his whole asylum case. And again, the standard of review for this court, Your Honor, even if you could find, if you felt otherwise, as long as a reasonable person would not be compelled to find otherwise, Your Honor, we must affirm. And if you disagree, then the remedy is to remand on the merits. But as Mr. Sal pointed out, the board did not make a merits determination. And again, if you look at the testimony and the immigration judge's opinion, Your Honor, you will see that he did not base his opinion on just one little fact. There were several.
The IJ entered an alternative finding, as I understand the record, that even assuming party membership had been established, it was of such a limited nature and extent, and because of changed country conditions, apparently this Mr. Condi has been pardoned.
Yes, Your Honor.
And his supporters, to the extent that supporters of him were also in prison, they had also been released and pardoned, and so because of those changed country conditions, he would not face persecution if returned. So that alternate finding appears in the record?
That is in the record of the immigration judge, Your Honor.
Okay.
That is correct.
Okay.
If there are no further questions, the government respectfully requests that the court affirm the judgment.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Harris, you have something to add?
Yes. The government seemed to be questioning Mr. So's RPG affiliation as if it were not proved or something. He had three of his RPG membership cards in evidence, one of which had his photograph on it. I mean, very clearly he belonged to the party and worked for the party. The other thing is, apparently the government wasn't sure that he was imprisoned, or was trying to make the point that it is not clear that he was imprisoned because of his RPG connection. Mr. So testified very, very strongly that he was interrogated once he got into prison. What they were interrogating him about and accusing him of was working with Alpha Condé, who's the president of the RPG, to bring in foreign mercenaries, which is not true, but they clearly were after him because he was a member of the RPG. When he calls himself wealthy, I think he's a member of the Fula ethnic group, and they're the merchants in West Africa. And many of them are relatively speaking, wealthy. It's possible to be in that part of the world to be relatively speaking wealthy and not have a good education. My last point is about the changed country conditions. The conditions of the country have not changed at all. Lansana Conte, who's the military dictator of the country, is still in power, and he still makes arbitrary arrests and still jails RPG members. It hasn't changed at all. If the judge maintained that, it's certainly not borne out by the country condition reports. I'll rest there.
Okay, fine. Thanks to both counsel. And the case will be taken under advisement.